Researchers with Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the National Park Service, and the University of Minnesota found a cluster of endangered mollusks they believe to be over 100 years old. These spectacle-case mussels live in the St. Croix River, which forms part of the border between Wisconsin and Minnesota and feeds into the Mississippi. We're learning more about the rare species and the role it plays in the ecosystem. Lisi Kitchell is a conservation biologist for the Wisconsin DNR. Lisi, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, you bet.
Well, introduce us first to this mussel, please. Could you describe it and tell us why it's so rare?
Well, the spectacle case is called that because when the old pearl button clammers named them back in the 1800s, they thought that the shape of the shell reminded them of that case that you'd put your spectacles in back then. When it's full grown, it's 8 to 9 inches long, and it's kind of shaped a little like an eyeglass case that you might find today, which are called clamshell cases. But so that's why it got named as such. They tend to be a mussel that has always been rare in the sense that they're found in a habitat that's not commonly searched for mussels. And in recent years, they have significantly declined to about half their range. And even in the range where they do occur, they're not that common. So it's a rare species. It's both state and federally listed. And it was nice to find this population above the St. Croix Falls Dam.
How do you spot a rare mussel species in a river? What do you do to go out and find these guys?
Well, normally you'd go out and you'd grub along the bottom looking for the mussels that are there. And fortunately for this species, it tends not to be out in the main river in the bottom of the main river like the rest of the mussels are. It tends to occur in these what I call hidey holes in rock piles. So these are not rocks, small rocks. These are big boulders and big slabs of rock that are have areas where the rock is piled up, and then there's crevices in between those rocks. And that's where these guys hide. And you really can't see them from outside. So you actually have to reach in and try to find them in there. Sometimes they're under the edges of really big boulders, so you might be able to see those. But you really have to go looking for them. They're not as obvious as the mussels that occur in the majority of the river.
You mentioned in the St. Croix River, this find was north of the dam there, a key dam. And that's an important part of the story as to why they're endangered, especially in a place like this. Why does the dam affect their life cycle?
Well, these guys were, the fact that they were still alive was pretty surprising. They were well over 100 years old because an important link for our native freshwater mussels is that they have to actually have a fish host to complete their life cycle. And not all mussels will use all fish. These guys tend to use the moon eye and the gold eye. And those fish were blocked from getting to that upper part of the St. Croix River once the dam, St. Croix Falls Dam, was built in 1907. So that's a very migratory, those fish are highly migratory species. So they would, before the dam was built, they would get up through the Cascading Falls and go further upstream. Once the dam was built, they could no longer get upstream. So the important piece with these guys was that the population downstream of the dam still has gold eye and moon eye present and can reproduce and complete their life cycles. But the ones above the dam could no longer reproduce. I mean, they could go ahead and make sperm and eggs, but they, without having the fish host to complete their life cycle, they couldn't complete their reproduction.
How can you tell if a mussel is over 100 years old?
Well, the way you age mussels is not unlike the way you age trees, in that they put down an annuli every year. They go down in the substrate in the winter, and then when they come back up in the spring, then there's a margin, that shell margin is darkened, and then the new growth is lighter. So you can actually look at those rings just like trees. Huh. But the problem with these guys were two things. One, when they're that old, the growth rings are right next to each other, so they're very hard to distinguish. But more importantly, the shells were eroded, again, because they were so old. And so you really couldn't see those external rings. So what we did was we saved some of the dead shells that we found along with alive individuals, and we will cross-section through those shells and then be able to actually count the annuli by seeing those without the erosion on the outside of the shell. And so we estimated their age just based on the fact that even if these guys were born the day the dam was built, they had to be at least 114 years old, and they're more than likely 120, possibly 130 years old.
Talking to Lisa Kitchell from the Wisconsin DNR about a rare species of mussel in Wisconsin rivers. These spectacle case mussels, what role do they play in a river ecosystem?
Well, they, along with all the other mussels that live in the river, are truly our aquatic engineers. They are our water filter systems. They, each individual mussel can filter 10 gallons or more a day, and you have mussel beds with hundreds and sometimes thousands of mussels in them. So they're really filtering our water. They're taking out contaminants. They're taking out some of the sediment that's there. So they're really significant contributors to the water quality. In the St. Croix, you have good water quality, but these guys are ensuring that that water quality continues. So that's their primary ecological contribution, although they do take things that are in the water column, they concentrate that down and then they excrete that. So the other things that live on the bottom, like the bugs and the crayfish, they make that food available to them as well, which wouldn't be available from the water column.
As we wrap up, what are the DNR and partners doing to try to protect, maybe even grow back the mussel population?
Right. Well, we are propagating spectacle case at the Genoa National Fish Hatchery and at the Minnesota Propagation Facility. However, without the fish host above the dam, it's not worth putting mussels up there if they can't complete their life cycle. Below the dam, there are fairly good population of spectacle case, and we're actually propagating them so we can put them out in rivers where we've lost that species, but we still have the fish host. So the ones above the dam, unfortunately, unless we can get the fish hosts up there, which is unlikely, the prospect for them does not look good.
Lisa, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
Lisa Kitchell is a conservation biologist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. She was with us today to share the discovery of 100-plus-year-old mussels in the St. Croix River.